Up next on American Restoration.
What's this?
It's a punch-out game.
You interested in selling it?
Oh, man. I haven't even had the thing open yet, so I don't know what's in there.
Oh, my God.
See that?
Look at all this.
Tyler, it looks like you're as good on a tricycle as you are on a motorcycle.
I really don't want to have to do this over again.
I'm getting a little nervous. You going to be able to get this done?
I'm Rick Dale, and at my shop, we share a passion to give new life to pieces from the past. Every project has its challenges, but there's no job we can't handle. This is American Restoration.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Doug is here. He wants to pick something out and get it restored for the Boys and Girls Club.
How's it going, Doug?
All right, I'm going back to work, Dad.
Okay.
All right.
I got a bunch of stuff in the boneyard, and we'll go take a look over there.
Okay, let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, come on. Something for the kids, huh?
Yeah.
How old are they?
Usually 8 to 14 years old, something like that. What's this?
It's a punch-out game. It was a gift from a friend of mine.
You interested in selling it?
Oh, man. I mean, that's the first thing you saw. I mean, there's a whole bunch of, like, kid rides.
This would be ideal. To give them something to do, keep them off the streets, keep them out of trouble.
You know, this does seem kind of perfect. Rick Harrison gave me this coin-op punch-out game for Christmas. Whoa, no way! I had really hoped to restore this thing for myself, but restoring it for the Boys and Girls Club will really be cool. And Rick will be happy to know that it found a good home.
When was this built, roughly?
Probably late 70s. It's a Zamperla, and it's made in Italy. The way that it would work is basically you put the quarter in, you punched it, and you see how strong you were. It lights up. It rings bells coming out of the top of here. The biggest problem with this whole thing is I haven't even had the thing open yet, so I don't know what's in there. And if we get something going on here, how would you see that restored?
I don't know if you like the silver and gold or you're thinking something else.
You know, when it was going my place, I was going to make it look old. Wood grain all over this flaky fiberglass. Inside here, I would redo the face. I would do it more old. On the outside rail here, I would make this look like a piece of wood.
If you like the wood grain and making it look old, I'm good with that. Based on everything we talked about here, Rick, what are we looking at on price?
Because it is for the Boys and Girls Club, I want to give a little too. What I can do is I can give it to you at cost, and I see it coming in around 12 grand.
12 sounds fair, sir.
All right. Awesome, awesome. That's cool that you're giving, you know, to the, yeah, back to them. I think that's awesome.
And I thank you for donating, too, so.
You bet.
That artwork looks good. Is that something you drew?
No. I can't draw that good.
No?
What's up?
Trying to tear this thing down.
I do not like the colors and all that stuff going on in there. So what we're going to do is make it look vintage. Where it's got old graphics.
Yeah.
It's really
like old-timey font and stuff like that.
It's hard to hit these.
You got
to
hit it just right.
What's so hard about hitting that?
It's not like if you're hitting somebody in the face where you want to roll your hand, you know?
Are you giving me a boxing lesson? I guarantee I can hit this thing harder than you.
I hear a bet.
There's no way you're going to hit it. I'm like twice your size.
But that's not what this is about. You're old, I'm young, that's all that matters, right? You know what I'm saying?
No.
Tell you what, we'll see who hits it harder. And the loser gets to wear a dress.
all day long.
A tutu. I can already see him in it.
When I beat you, you really wear a tutu? I'll take that bet.
All right.
I'm a witness.
My dad in a tutu, it's too good.
What the hell are you talking about? You're a wiener. You ain't gonna beat him.
All right, let's make this work so I can embarrass you. So we need to get to the back and see if we can open this locked. Cowboy.
Why?
Give me a drill. No.
I'm gonna get that sandwich open without a drill.
Oh my God.
Watch and learn. There it is.
No way. Where'd you learn how to do that?
Don't you worry about it. Skills
makes me worried about my car.
Oh my God.
See that? Look at all this transformers over here. There's a lot going on in here.
What do you think about plugging this in?
You sure that's a good idea?
Be ready to unplug it in case it starts smoking. No guts, no glory.
Did you hear anything?
I don't hear anything. Put your tongue right there.
See this switch hit leg here? Touch those together.
Oh, watch them. The punching bag kind of stuck. Here, touch them together. And hold them. Touch them and hold them. Nothing.
Nothing.
What happens when I do this?
It's trying to give it points. Watch.
Here's you, Ty. Here's me.
We'll see about that when you're wearing a tutu.
Okay, so it doesn't work, so
we gotta bring in our electronics guru, Tim,
before we tear all the electronics out.
All right.
Then, Tyler, you need to practice up.
So I need to find your size in a tutu. That's what I need to find.
I see a few potential problems. What does this do? There's just some wires hanging there.
I'm wanting to just do it all in wood grain, the whole thing.
If I don't hit it spot on, it's gonna be really obvious that the rest of it is fake.
We're gonna take a lot of pictures.
It's got so many different mechanisms.
Tyler, who's that? Oh, I don't know. Hold on, give me 1 second. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
My name's Ed.
Tyler, nice to meet you.
I got an item here that I'd like to see if you could restore it.
My dad's not here right now, but if you want, I can take a look at it for you.
Sure.
Wow.
It's a Barker rim circle saw. It was my father's. He used it in the late 50s and the early 60s. So I'd like to have this restored in memory of my father.
I totally understand that. That's awesome. So the motor turns this piece.
Correct.
And then when you push it down,
right,
it touches the blade and spins the blade.
Right.
You don't want your fingers there.
No.
No.
Or your feet.
Or anything.
It operates like a chop saw.
So you'd put this big hook, like, into the log when you were sawing it in half.
Right.
So that way you could bring it down. I understand. Does it work?
No, it hasn't run in 20 years that I know of.
The rip cord is pulled all the way, and it doesn't want to spring back. And also, this fiber disc doesn't want to turn. Like, the piston is stuck to the inside of that jug.
It could be.
That worries me, because if we can't get it free, then the only way we're going to be able to find parts for this motor is to find a whole new chainsaw.
What do you think something like that would cost to get it looking pretty and functional?
We can clean up all this metal, make all this nice and new, make it smooth for you. We'll paint the blade black. We'll paint all this black, because I think that's what color this would have been. We'll blast it, get all the dents out of your gas tank, smooth all that out. We'll shoot the gas tank and the engine cover and the engine bracket all that same yellow. I mean, to get it all restored, get it looking pretty and working, probably $4,500.
That's a little bit out of my price range.
But I mean, I don't know where you're comfortable.
I'm looking at $1,000.
Wow, no. I would love to take on a project like this, but it needs a lot more work than his budget allows for.
I can't do that, no.
I'm sorry, Ed. Thank you. Thank you for bringing it in, though. Definitely.
If I can't restore it myself, then at least I'll have it to remember my father by, and the memories will still be there, and it's important to save those memories.
Hey, Rick.
Oh, my God, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I got the call.
I'm trying to get this 1970s Punch-Out game to work, and it's a mess. So I called in my electrical guru, Tim, to check it out. Have you ever seen anything like this thing?
I've seen one of these long ago back in the day. Never worked on one.
Problems I'm having are it's not letting the bag go down, and I can't seem to figure out what everything inside here does.
And I'm sort of confused.
I see a few potential problems, like, what does this do? There's just some wires hanging
there. Yeah, it's sitting there.
If you look, all these wires here are red.
Right.
The problem with having everything one color is that if you don't mark it exactly, you haven't left a trail of breadcrumbs, as we call it.
Right. That sounds like a ton of work. It seems like there's a lot of missing parts.
You've got a boneyard, I've got a boneyard. I have scrap pinball machine parts.
Well, I hope you have these.
Me too. This is the million-dollar question. Oh. My job would be easier if you had a schematic.
Here, the thing is, we found this in there, in the coin box. It does have schematics, but it's in Italian. You read Italian?
I don't have to. Ohm's law is Ohm's law. That makes my job entirely easier.
Like usual, I need to get this thing finished as soon as I can.
I'll clear my workbench. We're ready to do this.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Thanks.
Another big one.
Yeah, this is actually the Punch-Out game. You remember the mutoscope that we had, the 1901, where it was all wood? Well, this is more in 70s version of it. It was all in fiberglass, so we got it all prepped out and ready. So basically, I'm wanting to just do it all in wood grain, the whole thing.
Okay.
You know, like make it look old. Really old.
So Rick says make it old and woody, like it's gonna happen just like that. He doesn't realize how difficult this is. I mean, painting fiberglass to look like wood, especially on something this big, is gonna be really difficult.
So the trim is basically real wood.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and trim this in wood instead of stainless. Trim this in wood, and then we're gonna trim that in wood.
Real wood.
Yeah, in real wood.
Probably the single biggest thing is gonna be making my fake wood match the grain of that real wood. And when you've got a real piece of wood on there that you have to match, that's a whole different story.
This'll give it a little depth, and you know, it'll pop a little bit more.
I mean, the color's gotta be right, the amount of graining's gotta be right. If I don't hit it spot on, it's gonna be really obvious that the rest of it is fake.
No, it's gonna be a pain. It's gotta be perfect, and we only got a few days. If you can do it, you in for it?
If I can get the color right, I'll make it look good.
All right, well, good luck. I know it's gonna be a task.
If it was easy, everybody'd be doing it.
I want you to show me how to punch hard. We don't need to go to the gym.
Well, what better place than a training facility for boxers?
You made a mistake. We gotta fix it.
I really don't wanna have to do this over again, but I don't see any other way.
Are you me?
I bet my dad that I could beat him at the punching game during the reveal. I guarantee I can hit this thing harder than you.
I hear a bet.
I tell you what,
whoever hits the weakest has to wear a tutu all day.
So I asked Ron to help me out with my punching skills, so maybe I won't have to wear a tutu.
You gotta have positive energy about this. You will beat your dad, and he will wear a tutu.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, right?
Definitely a gym.
Ready to become a man? All right.
Dude, what?
You don't have any shorts.
This is all I got.
Roll them up. Do something. Do something. This is ridiculous.
You want me to cut them off?
You probably have never been in a gym, ever. Try a pull-up. Come on, dude. Get at least one.
That's
met your
it.
Goal.
That's
you
it.
You didn't meet my goal by any standards. Oh, that wasn't a full one? One more. You're cheating yourself. Just yourself. All right. That's terrible. Let's try punching. Okay, so get in. Gotta figure out the timing of it. You can go one hand, you want to get on the other side, a little bit in left hand, and then you want to get both of them. Okay?
That was so quite impressive.
Thank you very little.
I'm actually
all right?
impressed.
So now let's see what you got. All right, punch us right here. Remember your training. Hit as hard as you can. Get up in there in the, Hulk range. Hulk it! Hey! Hard! Whoa! I'm totally kidding. I'm not too sure that your balls have dropped yet. We got a lot of work, kid.
Man, that came out nice.
I know, right? It's badass.
Wow, what a difference. You remember how it looked?
When this came in, it was almost all replica parts. So now it's
totally original. This is original. The tank's all original now. The seat's now all original. It's got the proper ribbing in it, and then it's got this Indian across the back. It had the wrong seat on it, had the wrong pipe on it. The fender was wrong. It had a white fender on it. Now it's got all that real nice paint job on it. All the chrome got done. We put a number plate on it. This is like the chin guard or the shin guard, whichever. When you went flying over the handlebars, they started coming out with these in the 70s. Look at the tank. See, it's got the little Indian engraved on there?
Yeah.
Even the shocks. I mean, everything on it got all plated. Looks good.
Yeah.
Looks really good.
It's all under the clear, too.
This Indian's badass, and seeing it now really makes me proud of my guys and the work they do. But that's not the best part.
Yeah, what is?
Two words. Quality control.
Last time you rode a bike, you crashed really bad.
Exactly.
So you're going to get to ride that right there, okay?
That?
Yeah, right there.
It's on. Are you ready?
You looking good, Tyler?
I'm feeling good. At least
you can't crash.
Tyler, it looks like you're as good on a tricycle as you are on a motorcycle.
It's not my forte, but...
It's obvious it's not your forte. I saw you go down. All right, let's go ahead and get it crated up.
This punch-out game has actual wood trim, which makes matching its grain with paint that much harder. Painting wood grain is a difficult technique, especially getting the right grain and texture, so I have to make sure that all my colors are perfect.
What's up, Ted?
Well,
how you doing? Is that like the finished color?
Yeah, I'm not real happy with how this is coming out. It looked good out in the sun, but now that I have this other color on here, it's not rich enough. It's just blah. It needs to be more gold color.
Oh,
I really don't want to have to do this over again, but...
Are you
me?
No, I'm not you. I don't see any other way.
I'm getting a little nervous right now. Our deadline is coming upon us real quick. I know you got to rebase the whole entire piece, and then you got to start all over, and then we got to do the art in between there, and we got the art, and then we got to put it together. And it's, I mean, we only got a couple days. I mean, are you going to be able to get this done?
No, I will do what it takes to get it done. I'll,
2 days, Ted. 2 days, that's all you got.
Thanks for trying to make me feel better.
Ted does great work because he is a perfectionist. But starting over on a paint job this big is not how you make deadlines. We're going to have to cross our fingers to be able to make this one, period.
Oh!
65.
Think you can beat it?
Looking pretty good by now.
Come on.
All right.
He's so nervous right now.
Don't hurt yourself.
We're at the 0 hour on this punch-out game, and we're piecing it all together. I really want this to meet Doug's expectations, and I'm also really excited to show Tyler up on a little wager we made.
I guarantee I can hit this thing harder than you.
I hear a bet.
He who hits it the lowest gets to wear a dress. It's time to show Tyler who's the man of the house.
Doug's here for his punching bag machine.
Oh, cool.
Great.
Cool.
Hey, Doug. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
How you doing?
So, you ready to see this?
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Okay, come on. It's out back.
All right.
I got to come along, too, okay?
Okay, come on.
Why are you coming?
Because I'm coming.
All right. So, what do you remember about the punch-out game?
It was old, it was dirty, and it was broken.
All accurate.
That's what I remember. Broken lights, okay. The ugly silver, the rust on it, wires hanging out, the punching bag didn't even work.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, drum roll.
Yeah, one, two, three.
That is not even the same machine.
That
is not the same machine. That is fantastic. How did you do that? Look at that. That is great.
That's awesome.
Look at that thing.
Here, get the full effect of it.
Whoa, that is nice.
We ended up going to our leather guy, and he stitched all this up for us. So this has all been redone.
I can't believe all the detail in here.
You remember it used to have stainless steel strips through here, right?
Yeah.
We took that off and run this trim in real wood. But this is actually all paint. That is paint.
That's paint?
That's paint.
That is paint.
Oh, that's not wood? Wow.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
That means it looks good. Yeah.
Ted's been painting with me probably 30 years. And we've been doing a little bit more wood graining, and he just killed this one. He added this little touch here, did trim around here where it looked like it was wood.
So this is still fiberglass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that. That's what I say. When I came out, I thought you changed the whole machine and made it wood. Wow.
If you remember the faceplate, it didn't have no pizzazz to it.
Yeah, I remember.
Now, when you look inside there, you notice the dial is entirely different than it was before.
Really nice.
When we got to the back of it and we started to open it up, there is just gobs and gobs of wire. It was just really bad. So Tim ended up getting inside there and rewiring that whole thing.
That's incredible.
Tyler and I got a little bet going on.
A wager.
Between Tyler and I, whoever hits the weakest has to wear a tutu all day tomorrow. So, I wanted to know, you want to try it, I want you to try it, but is it okay if we do two?
Okay, I'm dying to try it out. Let's do this.
Have at it.
Whatever it says, just say it went to 250, okay?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, that's 250. Yeah, that went all the way up there.
It's all technique. Yeah.
These are the fists that are going to make you wear a dress.
Maybe if those hands could knit a skirt.
It's not a skirt, it's a tutu, Rick. You're wearing a tutu.
Kiss my ass, I ain't wearing no tutu.
Cross-dresser.
You're up.
Why do I gotta go first?
Because you were the one that said you could hit harder than me, I think.
Hey, remember what I taught you. All right, remember everything. Punch right through it. All of your weight, all the way through it.
Oh!
Woo!
What's that, 70?
65.
You think you can beat it? Looking pretty good by now.
Who's wearing the tutu?
Come on!
All right.
Oh, my God. It doesn't take this long. He's so nervous right now.
Don't hurt yourself.
60.
Damn!
I am the champion.
Swear to God.
Which way's the beach?
Where's the tutu?
Looks like it's on me.
When I first seen the punch-out machine, I was amazed. I could not believe it was the same machine. It's just a work of art. When I get back, I'm donating it to the Boys and Girls Club of Fontana. I can't wait to see their faces and the excitement of this machine and being able to punch it.
It'll be fun. Well, it's a good cause.
Appreciate it.
Tyler, what do you think? Princess Pink or what?
You guys suck. Kill me now. All right, listen up. Tyler,
I need you to get Cowboy to crate up the Coke chest so Ron can deliver it to California.
Don't get all ruffled. I got it.
And Sean, I need to assemble the Wayne pump because the customer's coming in this week.
Do they have a nutcracker that's going along with it?
Bradley and Ron, find the original bottle opener for the two Coke machines we're restoring.
That sounds too hard.
This is going to be a long day.
Can't stop looking.
Oh, I get it. He's wearing a dress. Oh!